Kum lernen, ablag gemorre, auf ein Ches, aber da ist die Mischne.
We learned quite a bit of this yesterday.
Okay, no problem.
This is a
Ches to Gavri. Well, soon see. Okay, it's actually nice gemorre. Okay, so the Mishnah, Shachter, Chutzler's man, you shechted the carbon, the carbon tide, and the shechting of the carbon tide makes the bread holy. So what happens if the shechit itself was no good? So it depends what means by no good. Shachter, Shalayla's man, Chutzler's man, the problem was that you shechted had the wrong time in mind, which means that the animal now is, if anybody eats from it, is even pigle and gets cut, or Chutzler Mekayma, if you eat Chutzler Mekayma, which means if you eat it, you get alive. Which means basically the animal is possible. But on the other hand, it means that Yishchita was effective. Because it made it, Yishchita made it that it should become pigle. So he did something, he achieved something. And Kiddush Alechem, the lechem becomes holy, and the bread now also is pigle. The bread now also is Osatit Chusla Mekayim, because of the thought of Chusla Mekayim. What about Shachtav Nimtaz Treif? He shachted and they found that the animal was all along Treif. So what did Yishchita accomplish? Nothing. So therefore, like Kiddush Alechem, then the bread did not become holy. What about Shachtav and Imtaz Balas Mum? You shachted and you found out it was a Balas Mum. Why didn't you see straight away? He had a cataract in the eye, so he was not visible. Rabbi Lezer and Kiddush, it was effective. What do you mean it was Kiddush? This is hard to understand at this stage. Why would he say it's Kiddush? You achieved nothing, you had a Mum. So we'll soon see. The Gemara will say you did achieve something because according to Rabbi Akiva, if it was a cataract, and if you put it on top of the Mizbeach, you don't remove it. So you achieved it that if at least now, before, if you put it on top of the Mizbeach, you had to remove it. Now that you shecht it, you don't have to remove it. So you achieve something, so the bread becomes holy. The Chacham say, like Kiddush. Chacham say, no, it's not Mekadosh, because they say that it might affect it to Gabi Mizbeach, but not the Gabi making the bread holy. Shachta shalay lishma. What about v'shachta? Not having in mind the night name. When we learned in the beginning of Zvachi, v'shachta shalay lishma. The din is you can still eat it, but in the bialim not yaitzah. So l'chayr your shchita was effective, and yet you're going to tell me the bread has not become holy because you learned yesterday in the Gemara we have a pasuk, and the pasuk it says al zevach toidas shlamav. So it says in the pasuk that when is it a zevach? Only if you had in mind toidas. That's when the chal. The beginning of the pasuk is al chalos lechem chametz tefena. Yakriv kavanah, so then azavach toidah shlamav. So we know that it has to have kavanah of toidah. The same with elam luyim. The same with chayshne kivsiat tzedes. If shocht lishman like kiddush alechem. Said the Gemara, Masnissen, who's the author of our Mishnah? Must be Rabbi Meir. What's going on here? The Tanya, where the Machlekes are made in Yehuda, and how to understand the Machlekes? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. We learn the Braisa. Zeh, this is the rule. Kol she pisul le koydim shchita. If the pisul is there before the shchita, so the shchita didn't achieve anything like kiddush alechem. Then, since the shechita didn't do anything, the bread has not become holy. Or the pisulei achar shechita, if it became possible after the shechting, that meaning the shechita did do something, then kiddush alechem, the bread becomes holy. Shachta chutzlas manah v'chutzlas mekayim kiddush alechem. If you shechted it, chutzlas manah v'chutzlas mekayim, the bread becomes holy because it achieved something. And shachta nitzas tefer like kiddush alechem, because it was already possible before. What about? Yes, not anymore. Now on top of the next page. Top of the next page. Shachtav and Imtaz Balas Mum. You shachted and you found out that it had a mum. Here we're going to have a machlek as Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and an Amishda. Yeah. The machlek is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a kiddish. Rabbi Lezer says if you shachted Kodash, that it made it holy. If you shachted it and you found that it had a mum, Rabbi Lezer says that it comes holy. And we'll soon see why. Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi Kodash. Divri Rameh. That's the Meir's version. That the argument of Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua is regarding if it had a mum. There's no argument between Rabbi Shua al Sheshachta v'nimtzas treif. If you shechted and you found out it was treif all along, Shalai Kadash has not become holy. Why? Because it was always possible. He didn't do anything. And Rabbi Chutzlas Manoi Shekadash, and everyone agrees it was Chutzlas Manoi, so they've achieved it now. That now is Pigol Shekadash, that it does become holy. Val Balmum, everyone agrees Balmum Shalai Kadash. Not like you in the Mishnah, which makes the Machlekes. Not like you Rameh makes the Machlekes. Everyone agrees there's no Kadash because it was already possible before you shechted it. You achieved nothing. Val Ma Nech, you know what Machlekes is? Not regarding Balmum. Machlekes is Al Chutzla Mekaymai. How do we treat Chutzla Mekaymai? Are we going to compare Chutzla Mekaymai to Chutzla Zmanai? So therefore it's effective and therefore the bread becomes holy. Or are we going to compare it to something else that we'll see in a minute, to Balmum? And we compare to Balmum, and therefore it does not become holy. Now what's going on here? Why would you compare it to Balmum? What does Chutz Mekayim have to do with Balmum? Because now we're learning the Braisa that according to Yehuda, everyone agrees by Balmum. Everyone agrees. It's you didn't achieve anything by shechting it, so therefore the bread does not become holy. Chutz Mekayim, what's the logic? Chutz Mekayim definitely does because you've achieved something. Chutz Mekayim, we'll see in a minute. Why is it a Machlekes?
What do you achieve by Chutz Mekayim?
Pigul.
So it changes the status.
Yeah, yeah. So we gave a rule in the Braisa. Anything that the Shechita preceded the Psul, then it makes the bread holy. If the Psul preceded the Shechita, then it does not. Not well explains. Rabbi Lezer says, Kaddish, I'm sure, like Kaddish. This is the head of discussion. Rabbi Lezer says, since Chutz's man is Psul, and Chutz's Mekoyme is Psul, aren't they the same thing, Mamish? Ma Chutz's man is Kaddish, and Chutz's Mekoyme is Kaddish. Isn't the same? Chutz's Mekoyme is very similar. The same idea, had a wrong thought in mind.
It's only a difference in the
consequence. Exactly. So it's Mamish the same thing. And over here, the bread is consecrated, so too over here. Amr Abish Manein. Hoyil the chutzle mekayim my puzzle, chutzle mekayim my puzzle, and a balmum puzzle, and a balmum is also puzzle. Is my balmum like kaddish? By balmum, it does not become holy bread. Af chutzle mekayim the kaddish. I'm the blazer. I don't want to talk about. I need the mesiu. He's summarizing it. I compared it to the chutzle's man. Very interesting. The conversation. They're not mince on words. The acha, but after the mishal balmum, I'm comparing it to chutzle's man. You're comparing it to balmum. Need a limi daima. Let's discuss. So, what is it more similar to? If we're going to compare chutz manay, then you don't know any chutz manay. Then we'll learn from there. Why the bread becomes holy? And im doimel the balmum. Now, this two lines. Why do you have to add it? Basically, im doimel the balmum. Then doimel the balmum. Then we'll treat like a balmum. Now, why is that the bread does not become holy? His chil Rabbi Lezer. Now that he laid out the parameters, his chil Rabbi Lezer loden. Rabbi Lezer started saying, okay, donin psul machshavim, psul machshavim. Both chutz l'mekaymei and chutz manay, it's the same psul in your mind. They ain't done psul machshavim, psul aguf. And you don't want to learn the psul machshavim from psul aguf. What does that do with balmum? Balmum is a chsar in the goof. And here's a chsar in the thing.
Which is really the gavri is the one initiated that psul.
Very good.
In the carbon itself.
Very good. However, he's chel abishur lo, the mishur says, argue one second, that's so simple. Donin psul she ain't by kodesh is a psul she ain't by kodesh. Here the psul by mchutz mekaymai by chutz manai. What did you achieve? You didn't really achieve anything positive, but you made something massive here because somebody will eat it. I'll get kodesh. By chutz mekaymai, they're not going to get kodesh. It's no different than by mum. That what happens if you eat the animals of mum? The lav here, over here also, there's only a lav. So therefore, the achievement is nothing really great. So it should be similar to that, and the bread does not become holy. There's a psul that has b'kodesh, so therefore it's very effective. There's another variable. Who says you compare it to balmum? You know what I compare it to? To this other case of leilishmai. Here, you're looking for psul machshava. Here's a case of an example of psul machshava. You had in mind the wrong carbon. And what's the debate we had before? If you had the wrong mind, the wrong carbon, the bread does not become consecrated. Psul machshava ain't by kores. V'shasek Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer quiet. It's not sure. It sounds like what silenced him was the last point. Because even though you had a point from Balmum, but he had a point from Chutz's Mani, so why should one be bestrong? But here is strong. Here is Sulmach Shabbat, the very argument that you had, and yet the bread does not become holy. He admitted his wrong. But Abaye. Admitted, that's right. Rab was quiet, and we had a few times where Rab was quiet. They won him an argument, but he maintained his opinion. And Chassidus explains because it came from a higher level of chachma, which you couldn't articulate in words, but he knew in his gut. I would say in English, Chloe Ziyad said that was right. But Amir Meir, Maishna. Now, okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's version of the events. Rabbi Meir's version was, no, that the machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, was regarding a balmum. And we need to understand the swara. What's going on here? What possible swara can you have that if you shecht a balmum, the bread should become holy? The animal was possible before you shechted. You achieved nothing. So what do you mean? Says Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, shecht, avinim tzaz treifa. Why you shecht and you found treif? Davi psul lekoin shechit. That what? That if it's treif, you say that no, the bread has become holy, it was very possible. No, maish no shecht, avinim tzaz balmum. The loy have psul lekoin shechit. How can it be what? The psul is not before shechit? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, we're talking about a cataract on the eye, which is not really visible. So you can't really see it when you look in the eye. You can't see it until dinner or later. And the Liba de Rebbe Akiva, and the opinion that says that the Yeshchita did achieve something was, it was a cataract in the eye. And according to Rebbe Akiva, says now the Im Alu Damer Im Alu LeYardu. If you place it on top of the Mizbech, you don't remove it. So you achieved something. that now it has a shaykhis to the mizbech, and before it didn't. No, Rabbi Yeshua, so Hakim Yeshua says, Taka, the bread does not become holy. The Chari achieved something. No, he argues, Ki Amar Rabbi Akivi, Mala Yardu, how far does Rabbi Akivi say that if you turn on his bed, you don't take it down, Bipsul the Rufa, a psul of the, like a mum. Ava Ligdushe Lechem Loy, but you know, Rabbi Akivi does not hold that insofar that you achieved something as far as bread is concerned. The fact is, already possible before you shechted it. So why should bread become holy? What he does say is that as far as Im Olu Loyodu, the Mizbech generally conquers everything you place on Mizbech, almost everything. So the moment you shechted it, already some kind of shaykh, very loose, but enough to put it on the Mizbech. But not enough to make the bread holy. Take something chulin and make it kaidish. Itma, we learned. Chatas sheshachta chutzlazmano a korban chatas v'shechted it, having in mind the wrong time. Im also loitated, if you put it on the mizbech, you don't remove it. Chutzla mekayma. So what happens is chatas, if you had a mind, chutzla mekayma. Right? So Rabbi Akiva said, you know, once you put it on, you take it down. What about chutzla mekayma? This is according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlekes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. Regarding chutzla mekayma, do you mamish compare to chutzla zmani? Or in fact, Rabbi Shua says in certain cases you don't compare to chutzla zmani, you rather compare to lishma. Yeah, if the bread becomes holy. Rava, my Rava says when it comes to chutzla mekayma, I know, but the same im all latated, the same idea, the same machlekes is chutzla mekayma. Since chutzla zmani im all latated, what about chutzla mekayma? No, did you achieve something here that now has shaykh zbech? Rava says, I know, because this, but this is the same machlekes of Shura and Blaze here. Rava says, you got to take it down. It has no effect because knows he holds like the opinion that says that chutzla mekayma is not compared. He holds like Rabbi Shura that chutzla mekayma is compared to other things, not to chutzla zmanai, because there's no kodesh. And Rabba Amal loitated because it's exactly chutzla zmanai, because they both have machshava. Rava could Rabbi Shua. Rava holds like Rabbi Shua that what chutz l'mekayma is not compared to chutz l'zman, and therefore take it. And Rava holds like Rabbi Lezer that chutz l'mekayma is compared to chutz l'zman, and therefore you leave it there. The hod be Rabbi legabe the Rava. Rava changed mind Rava. But the hod be Rabbi Lezer legabe Rabbi Shua. Very hard to understand. I never understand Gemara because Rabbi Lezer was made to Rabbi Shua 150-200 years before. So why did they have the argument in the first place? What day did he decide? Unless what happened one day, suddenly someone came along from the Braisa.
Because
he's saying because even though I hold like Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Lezer is waiting to be sure. So when did that happen? It happened maybe before even he had the machlekes. Unless they didn't hear the Braisa until after they had this argument, and some of this Braisa came popped up and they heard about it. They didn't know about it before.
And because the machlekes, the more focuses on the challah.
No, they're saying clearly that they're arguing on the same machlekes Rabbi Lezer Shua. I'm saying maybe they didn't hear the Braisa until much later. Can you pass the tissues? That Igidamri is another version that no, they'd never changed their mind. That Igidamri, the Afagav, that the Rabban maintained his rage. Afagav, the Hodeb Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, even Rabbi Lezer, when he came to Chalas, was made Rabbi Shua. But Rabbi Legabe the Rabbah, when it came to Machlekes of Karma Chatas, whether Im Ola Layyadi regarding Chutz Mekayim, Le Hodeb, he didn't change his mind. And he said, that if I hold like Rabbi Lezer that if you shecht it and then you chutzla mekayma and then you put it on mizbech, it stays there. Why should it be different than chiz chalos? Hashem who dekama leinid donein mishloi l'shma. Here's the claim from the Gemara that the main thing that bothered Rabbi Lezer that changed his mind was not whether we compare chutzla mekayma to chutzla zmanu balmum. No, it's not a machlekes. So when they compare it, he when he threw in the idea of loy l'shmai, there's a machshava that's possible, and yet the challah doesn't become holy. So that's what caused the change of mind. And over here, it has no bearing. You know what has no bearing? I will hocha, but you know, because if you did a loy l'shmai, in taki, you put on his mezbech, it stays on the mezbech. So even if you want to compare it to loy l'shmai, then the din would be that im ola loy tedet. The only time you would say im ola tedet is if you compare it to balmum. But Rabbi Lezer never agreed to Rabbi Shua because of the balmum. Rabbi Lezer agreed to Rabbi Shua because of the question about loy l'shmai, because that's also in your mind. So and you're right, is that if it's loy l'shmai, then it has no being an amachleik is it? Because in the case of yeshachter, but having the wrong by chatzah, the wrong kavan in mind, even though the chatzah is possible, we had in the first mission zvachim by chatzah, if you had the wrong carbon in mind, it's possible. But if it touches the mizbech, because it's yeshachter, it stays there. Hasa the gamlein did the name of Shlomo Shmai. There he said, "List of Shlomo Shmai, if the chal them come holy." Avla hacha id ayen is Shlomo Shmai. Even if you compare it to Shlomo Shmai, im also letay doesn't come back down. Shachta Shlomo Shmai says in the Mishnah, if you shechta is not having the right thought in mind, or the elam aluyim, or the two loaves, or the two sheep by Shavuos, and he doesn't mention the nazir, which is what we started talking about. What's going on here? Why did the Tana miss out, omit the ram of a nuz if he had the wrong curve on his mind, which is so much more common than Elam Aluim is a one-off event. The Nokin Elam Aluim, and he chose Elam Aluim. Why? The very first carbon that we had, like this, the first before the nuz, was Elam Aluim. So therefore, he mentioned Elam Aluim. Mishnah says Mishnah Hanisachim. Hanisachim shekotchu bekeli. That nisachim. The nisachim is every carbon comes with a mincha flower offering and with wine libations. The nisachim, these nisachim shekotchu bekeli that you put inside a keli, and the keli made it holy. The nimtza zev apostle, but turned out to be afterwards the carbon was apostle. So what happens to this nisachim? Im yesh zevach achar. If there's another carbon and you need nisachim, yakrev imay. Use these nisachim with another carbon. There's no other carbon. The fact is, you made it holy. What happens by klei sharon make it holy? It kicks in a law of called lina. We don't want to leave it overnight. And if therefore yifsu belina, because possible lina, says the Gemara Mazidis. He says ein hanisachim eskachim. I hold that the klei sharon itself does not make it holy. It's only if you shechted it. If you put a klei sharon before you shechted it, the wine would not become sacred. It's only if you shechted it. So, for example, you brought your wine to the Beis HaMikdash, you put inside a keli, and then you bring your behemah. It's not holy. You can take the wine right out and use it for something else. But once you shechted it, that's it. It's a shechita. Ela b'shechita is at my time. What's the reason? Amakra, there's a pasuk where it says that you should bring, every oile brings a mincha. It says, zevach u'nesachim d'var yem b'yemah. It says, clearly associates the nesachim to the zevach, to the karmi.
When you said nesachim, he means...
Why?
No,
that's mincha. That's mincha.
Don't we sometimes call the mincha that it comes because of the
suffering? Yeah, but we had a machlekes by mincha, the keli, the mincha or not. So the measuring cups, you know, were they kodesh or not? So we're talking now in the pure wine. Tonight we learn, if someone asks a question, in our mission it says, in the sochim she kotcher b'kli. The nimtza zevach posel im yesh zevach achiv v'imah. Ibn Lav Yisrael said, "Feishe that if you couldn't find another carbon because posel belina, what do you call posel? You according to you shechted the psul. It means it was never shechted properly. That means there was no shechita. If there's no shechita, you're telling me that putting in klei shadah, placing klei shadah, does not make it holy. And if it's not holy, then just take it home. Where's the psulina kicking from? How did that come about? My Lav the Yisrael b'shechita. When it said it became posel, we're talking about it became posel through shechita." And yet it says that it became holy. Saying, well, no, the Yifsel Bezrika. We're talking about over here that you shechted it properly. So therefore, it became Kodesh. You put it in clay shutters of wine, it became Kodesh. And then another psul came along. And the other psul was the Zrika. That you didn't have a chance to spray it wrong. And therefore, the wine became holy because he shechted it. Freddy Gemara Keman, who is the author of that, we had before Machleke, when you have two activities, when you shecht and you have to spray the blood, when does it become holy? So Rebbe Dama Shnei Dvorim Matirin Zebloze L'Chayle, the author must be Rebbe, who Rebbe holds that if you have two Matirin, you have a Shechit and you have a Zrika, then either one of them can make it Kodesh. Either one of them can make it Kodesh. Says the Gemara, I feel the time Rabbi Shimon. You can even argue Rabbi Shimon holds. It's Kaddish ve'einu Kaddish. It becomes holy for Psul. Yeah. And we had before expression Kaddish ve'einu Kaddish. However, Rabbi Shimon says nothing happened. So, if nothing happens, if you're going to tell me that it became Psul in the Zrika and all you did is Shchita, then why did it become holy? Why is it Psulina? What happened was, okay, you shechted it, the blood came in the kais, you were about to spray it, v'nishbech poured out, so you never sprayed it. No, but Abba Loza says if you don't spray it, then l'chayde, there's no, you need both matirin. But Abba Loza, but Rab Shimon, sava l'kavos davua. He holds like his father, the Omar, who says, kol ha'oimed lizer kizorik. I mean, as far as we're concerned over here, it's as if you sprayed it already, because since it was ready to be sprayed, it was inside a cup, inside the vessel, so therefore, it's as if it's sprayed. So it's as if you did both matirin, and therefore the wine became kodesh, and that's why it's possible in it. So on the one hand, we're not going to say, oh, so are we going to take it to the extreme and say this, so that the korban is kosher because who cares? That far we don't go. We don't say that the korban is kosher, but we do say that it's mekadesh, the wine in the keli.
Everyone agrees that we'll use it for another korban.
Yes. If it didn't become kaddish, for sure you can use another carbon. Even if it did become kaddish, it's not tagged necessarily to this carbon. So what right? Omar Ma'abi said, "Im yesh zevachachi kriyimoy." You just said that there's another carbon. Just move it along. Your question, v'hama levchiz the shemen shehifri shul shemincha. If you took oil and you set it aside for a flower, a specific flower offering, and then once you designated it for a certain flower offering, you can't just swap it for something else. So why, when it comes to the wine, you say, oh, the behemoth's puzzle, take the wine and use something else. How can you swap it? Amar Apiyana, the Rabbanu comes in and he introduces an idea. Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleim. That the Bezdin intercedes, and the Bezdin intervenes, and they say that what? We're going to shift the wine to something else. The obvious question is, so why don't you do the same thing by the oil? But he mother im hutzuchu, and they say yes, im hutzuchu.
There's a difference because here you've only designated, you don't necessarily have to put into a keli.
No, we're talking about.
You put into a keli.
We're talking exactly. And yet.
So there's a difference.
Yeah. So not Bezdin, so surely the oil should be able to be used for something else. Im hutzuchu, and this is what the Bezdin says. Im hutzuchu, hutzuchu. Im lav yelzel chacha. When every time you donate wine for Nesachim, this is what we're, as if you're relying on us, and we're saying it as it's conditional. If this particular carbon that you have in mind needs this oil, the wine, then that's where it should go. But if not, move it something else. In other words, you can't just start moving around willy nilly. If the carbon is kosher, you got to use this wine. It's only if the carbon became possible, then you can move it to another one. So the Gemara, why don't you just apply the same rule when it comes to oil? Says the Gemara, Shemen, the oil by carbon mincha. What role does the oil play in the carbon mincha? You mix it into the oil. Remember, you had the three layers, the three stages of oil. You mix it inside the mincha, so it becomes part of the carbon. So Shemen, gufa de mincha hu. Shemen is the mincha itself, and therefore there's no tonight, there's no lev bezin masna lein. Mashenkin, the wine, this is ancillary. In fact, we learned before you can bring the wine 10 days later. So it's not part of the carbon, it's extraneous to the carbon, and therefore you have the lev bezin masna lein. Because just like the mincha itself, you can't say, oh, this mincha, part of it will take off, will scoop out part of the flour and use it something else. Same thing with the oil, no chiluk, same thing. Says the Gemara, okay, why do we say use it for another animal? Let's go a step further. Release the lane. What you tell me is use it for another animal. If not, let it stay leaner. Let's go one step further and say, if the carbon became possible, it's no longer kaddish. Just like by kedushin, we say, you know, avkei rabbanu kedushin b'nei. You got married, rabbanu, you didn't follow our strict laws. It's as if you never got married. So let's say as if you never made kaddish. Release the lane, nifkei l'chulin. Why don't we go a step further and say, why should it allow psulina? Let us just say that if the behemoth gets possible, the wine is no longer kaddish. Says, well, we are concerned. What are we concerned with? Shema Yemru, people might say, people see, you put the wine in the clay shutters, and then they see that you're taking it home. What are they going to think? Shema Yemru might see him in clay shutters. They don't understand what happened there. The behemoth became possible. They'll think, oh, you know, you're allowed to, you know, even if you put it in clay shutters, you can then take it back with you afterwards. And even in a case where there's no tanai, even in a case where there's no, what do you call it, the bezin didn't become possible. Says the Gemara.
Who's going to make this mistake? The Balabosa sees what's happening.
Balabosa will think that. What are they going to conclude? That the clay shutters is not active in the base of Megdish. It's only the shchita, all the other things that happen. So they're going to start putting things in clay shutters and then taking it out, changing their mind. Nobody sitting watches everything what they do does all the time.
So it was technically it was very easy for Yisrael to get his access to a clay shutter.
Yeah, that's what they do. They can put it inside. Shem and might see me clay shutters, lechoil, thinking about new and hashtanami, even if you, let's say, the animal came possible, you think the Eden's having a chavim. Hashtanami, exeid, Shem and Yemen, and the Sachim, she frichin, the Shum Zavach, Zach, Shesh, and Machacher. When do we say, according to the Lev Bez Masnalein, that you can use for another carbon only if the carbon became possible? But if people see that you took from the clay shutter, was sitting next to Behemoth, and then they see that you move it to another Behemoth, they think, oh, they don't realize because it's possible or anything else, they just think that you're allowed to move it around as long as you use Mason Midge, good enough. Says the Gemara, Hatani Matasiah ben Yehuda, or Matasiah ben Yehuda. Is it Matasiah ben Yehuda? How do you pronounce the name? Kigoyin Shahaya Zevach Zavuach Ba'isa Shah. You know when you're allowed to change the wine from one carbon to other carbon? That other carbon has to already be geshacht and lying right here. Which means that they would shacht kabbalas without even having the nesachim ready, because you couldn't do it 10 days later anyway. So first they take care of the carbon, then say, okay, no, where are we getting the nesachim from? That's what it seems. So you had kabbalas lying around there with no nesachim attacked you after it was geshachten. So since the other animals were geshachten, b'shas maisa, when you had this wine lying there, so therefore we can connected to that. Shaya zevar zavuar ba oisasha. It had to be a shachar time.
That's called vocalized as matisio.
How do you know it's matisio? Aval ein zevar zavuar ba oisasha mai. But if there's no animal geshachten over there, what's it in my nifsel belina? So what are you telling me? If there was no animal, take, then this animal became possible. Lay beznahel, lay beznahin. It became holy, it became kodesh, and then and what happens now is that it's psulina. So adatoni sefer. Why does the sefer have to say imlav if there's no other kabbonis? Yifsulu belina liflek velisne betida. But madram mudim. When do we allow it? Chahisa zeva zavuja. Spell out a bit further. When do we say that you can use this wine for another one if there was a geshachna animal right there? I will ain zeva zavuja shaloi. So it's most exactly what the Mishnah means. Hachinami kamar. But madram mudim. When is it said? Chahisa zeva zavuja boisa shah. Only if there was an animal. It's as if the Mishnah is saying, expelling it out. The Mishnah says there's another animal. It meant another animal already geshachten. I will ain zeva zavuja shah. Nasi kimishin nifle belinu psul posel. Says the Gemara, you told me that the author Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon follows as it could be the author of our Mishnah, and he's following his father. So even though you need two matirin, but over here, since the second matir was in a cup, even though you didn't spray it, it's as if it's sprayed already, and therefore it becomes holy. And that's what's possible, Lina. But and the whole vart was that what the leiv bezn masna leyen crushed by oil, you cannot use it for another carbon, and here you could because leiv bezn. But we know Rabbi Shimon Chai personally does not hold of leiv bezn. But you want to meet Rabbi Shimon and Lev Bezn Masna Masna Lane. Rabbi Shimon definitely doesn't hold the Lev Bezn Masna Lane. How do I know? But Avidi, but Amram, Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yechonon, Tamidin. They used to always have six animals ready in the pen for the karbanos. When it comes to the very end of the year, Chodesh Nisan, they have to start using new ones. So when it comes to the last day, they use up two and they leave, there's four left behind. They won't bring any two more, but there's still four sitting there. They always had Mavaka in case a mum happens. So they have four sitting there. What do they do with these four? So it says over there, Tamidin Shaloi Huchul Tibir. Those four Tamidin remaining over, you don't need any more. Is a David Abshimin ain't nivdin tamimin. You cannot redeem it while they're whole. You have to wait till they wander about, get a contracted moment, then you redeem it, use the money, and you put the money for next year. The David Chachamim nivdin tamimim. So we see clearly from here that Abshimin doesn't hold of lev bezin. That's why the Chachamim say lev bezin masna lein. That these sheep that are stored in the pen are only kozman. You need kabbonis tamim shachlam shabaim. But it comes to shchei nissen, you don't need it anymore. Then they're no longer holy, and you can go ahead and be paid it even while they're tamimim. And Rav Shimon disagrees, which means Rav Shimon holds. No. They allow that you can be paid. It's kedusha damim. It's still definitely kedusha damim. So you can buy it from Bezek. So we see Rav Shimon doesn't believe this principle. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosh is the kind of idea. Rav Shimon implies the principle, employs the principle when you have the breda. Hey, I have a breda. Let her have a wait till I have the moon. Why do you have to rely on Bezek Masna Lein? Now, why is he reticent to use Bezek Masna Lein if it's there, basically? He used it only as a last alternative. It says the Mishnah, Vlad Toide, let's say you have a karma Toide and it was impregnant when you set it aside. Now there's a baby in the womb, or there's an offspring in the womb. Vitmurasa. What about if you swap it? Even though you're not supposed to do, you swap it, the other one becomes holy as well. So the Vlad becomes holy. The Shaila is where you have to bring more lechem. And the Tamur has to become holy. Or Hifrish Toide, you set aside Toide A. But of the you lost it, then you bought B, and then you found A. So what happens? You could bring each either one up, but how many challahs do you bring? The second carbon never requires the lechem. You bring the carbon as a carbon, but you never require lechem. Now it says v'hikriv al zevach hatoida tun lechem. Only the original carbon requires the lechem, or the one that's going to be the toida. But like vlada, not its offspring. V'loy chilufa, not if you lost it and you brought another one in its place, and then you brought that one up, whatever. And v'loy temurasa, nor if you made a swap v'ayuhut morasa kodesh tun lechem. The second one does not need lechem. It says in Pasuk, Toida Yakri. It says in Pasuk, you should be Makri for Toida. And then it says, Im al Toida Yakri Venu. So it's extra Yakri. Could have said Yakri, but it says Yakri Venu. It was extra Nunvov, or let's say the Hikriv. Minayin, how do you know the Mafrish Toidosa? You set aside a Karm Toida, but of them you lost it. The Hifrish Acheretachter, so now you have B. A replacement, and then when you found A, now you have two kabbonis toida. They're both standing in front of you. Minayin, how do you know? Which one should you bring? The first or the second? Either one of the velach ma'uma, and whichever one you bring, that's the one that you bring the lecham, the bread, the 40 loaves. Tamalayim says the pasuk ha toida yakiv, that you should bring the toida. You should bring the Taita. Yochol should have shnia tuna lechem. So I would have thought, okay, since they both were set aside for the korban Taita, so I, both of them should have the lechalas. Tamalayim Yakriv. Could have said just Yakriv. Could have said imal Taita Yakriv. Why is it Yakriv then knew the action involved? Echad Yakrivenu Echad Lishnaim. It you should bring. You do imal Taita Yakrivenu. Because imal Taita Yakriv. Because Taita Yakriv. So Yakrivenu the action involved. That's Rashi the Ksav Yadlan. By the way, the action involved is what do you call it? That's where you learn it from. Now what? Only one of them needs chalas. But we're talking about the chalas there. On the one hand, you have Yakiv, that's Marbe, the second animal also brought by the Taita. Right? You bring both, if you set aside A and B, you bring both of the Taitas. And then a Miyad, and then you're also coming to limit, the new comes to limit, and you decide the new is coming to limit, and not all of them need Chalas. One of them, one doesn't. Minayin, the Rabbis, Vlodas, the Khalifas, the Tumurit Lakrava, how do you know to include the Vlodas? How do you know to include the Khalifas? How do you know to include the Lakrava? Therefore, it says in part, how do you know that all of those also have to be brought up? If on the Taita, as long as it's a Taita, you have to bring it up. Okay, Yochol Ebezeh would have thought Yehei Tuhunis Lachem every single morning. Mishnah is now Bryce is spelling out exactly how we learn. So Yakriv is coming to tell you that every Imal Taita Yakriv Enu tells you this Ribui that every single Vlad or the Tumura they all have to be brought up as a Karm Taita. No, I would have thought bring up Yochol Tuhunis Lachem each one of them brought Taita should be Lachem as well. Tamalayim Evi Hikriv Al Zevach HaTaita. You should be if you brought it. The next part is part of the Pasuk. Hikriv Al Zevach HaTaita. So Taita to the Lachem. Only the original Taita, not the Vlad. None of those need lechem. Shalach Rav Chanina Mashmei Rabbi Yechanan Lo Yishanu. All of this is talking about Ella La'acha Kapora. All of this you just said that the other one does not need chalas. You already brought up the Taita that you require. Interesting Lashon La'acha Kapora. But you already brought up your obligation the Taita. Now this is the second one. If it's the second one, you don't bring chalas with it. But if you did not bring, if let's say you brought the Tumura before you brought the original, you brought the Vlad before you brought the mother, you brought the replacement before you brought the original, then to Unin Lechem, they need bread as well. And we'll soon see what that means. I mean, they both need bread. What happens in this case? Okay, starts in the Gemara, we'll discuss it tomorrow. Sorry?